Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk, real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the menage. Laid up, Ritz Carlton, getting massage. I love to hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast at the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I probably hug in the corner under the street light. I probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see, I'm high through the Cardies. I love the night life, the bright lights. Brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on. It's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
In my life.
last week, but did you really realize that we're like on the brink of a meltdown financially if Congress don't pull it together?
Yeah, they have a whole bunch of old people and disabled people on the White House lawn. I'm telling you, they don't want it.
Hey, can you imagine, like, if Social Security just went away today, how many people would be homeless? Like, our grandmothers and our great-grandmothers and our great-grandfathers, literally homeless. I don't think we think about that reality. But, hey, the government is like a few days from being there if they really don't pull together and support the president.
And this is, you know, when I was having this discussion with someone earlier today, because I was like, you know, the Republicans, what they're trying to do is they're trying to hold out and try to make it pretty much hand Barack Obama the gun with the bullet in it, you know, to try to make him seem like he's, you know, the fall guy. And the thing is that if the Republicans don't do as they're supposed to, they're going to lose control for a very long time.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a problem. And I don't think government, well, I don't think politicians really think about the little people as much as they should. The people that actually put them in place, they don't think about it as much as they should. It's 10:11 here coming out of Tampa, Florida. And we just want to, you know, let you know, you got to get involved, folks. I can't imagine Social Security going away. But if we don't get it together in Congress, a whole bunch of things are going away. You are inside the Friday Night Cypher. It's a recap of the week in entertainment news. News and entertainment news. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Jump on it. A special guest, hip-hop recording artist Boston, hanging out with us tonight. I believe Boston is online. So we're just going to take a quick break. And on the other side of this, Boston, we'll be right back.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
If you got a tag, I wanna hear you clap. If you got a tag, I wanna hear you clap. If you got a tag, I wanna hear you clap. If you got a tag, I wanna hear you clap.
I got my body marked up, cause I don't give a fuck. Got Patron in my cup, got the loud roll up. Started looking at my tab, I gotta keep up. But if you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. R-E-Y-S-M-I-T-H, that's my name, oh. Said it was before and you know nothing, it ain't changed, no. Them niggas biting, but it just don't look the same, no. I need a remote, cause I'm about to change the game, oh. Yeah, I'm inked up, you know that is a fact. I'm that light skin.
don't care what you think. This song is for all my people that play rocking. I got my body marked up, cause I don't give a fuck. Got Patron in my cup, got the loud rolled up. Started looking at my tab, I got a keys up. But if you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up.
Howard. Anthony's the real HU.
Yeah.
So I had to like balance, you know, having to do homework and having to have, you know, certain songs, you know, produced so, you know, not everybody's like, all right, well, maybe he just fell off, you know, understand like that. And, you know, trying to do certain, like, open mics on campus and, you know, trying to work everything out. And as of right now, you know, I'm working on stuff, but we're working on something called It's Been a Pleasure, and that's with all six of us in my group or whatever. So, I mean, that's what's basically going on right now.
Six cats in a group? That's like the damn Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang,
yeah,
right.
It was five initially, and then we just added somebody, a friend Trey or whatever, and then we got a girl, Clarissa. Like, she got some bars on her. she's really good.
Surprising. So how long have you been rapping, dude? How long have you been doing this?
I've been rapping since I was 13, actually. Like, to like how it all started was kind of funny because me and my friends, we used to go on the internet and look up raps. Like, we used to look up raps from like random people, whoever was just posting raps on the internet. And we used to just record them on our phones. You know, we didn't have those high-tech phones. We just had one of those track phones or whatever. We would record it on there and just let people hear it. And then I got serious around about ninth grade when I met one of my, you know, he's like a brother to me, person I rap with, Bing. And he saw talent in me. He had me write a 16 every day from the first day of ninth grade to the last day of ninth grade. So for 180 days, you add that up, how many 16s I wrote. It was just a lot of progression. I really worked hard to, you know, do what I'm doing right now. And, you know, that's how it all started, for real. And ever since then, it's been, you know, nothing but the greatest of God. So.
Hey, where can we pick up those previous mixtapes? Are they uploaded to DatPiff?
Yeah, they are uploaded to DatPiff. And there are three other ones. If you go, there's one called Never Do I Sleep. And these are for the group, the whole group. There's one called Never Do I Sleep, and there's No Days Off 1, and there's No Days Off 2. And those are three, and New Capital and Celtic Pride are also on datpiff.com.
Well, we've been playing this joint right here for a minute. Let folks get a feel of Boston, again, you can check out his mixtapes, datpiff, datpiff.com. The name of those mixtapes again, sir?
Alright, the first mixtape that I came out with was New Capital. Second mixtape, Celtic Pride. And for our group, the three mixtapes that have been out are Never Do I Sleep, No Days Off 1, No Days Off 2. And my brother, Bing, he just came out with his, The Cool Way. It just came out also. So go check those out. There's some verses that people have probably never heard from me before. You know, they're great, great. So go check them out.
Is Far Away on one of those mixtapes?
Far Away is on Celtic Pride. Far Away is on Celtic Pride.
Yeah, that's which was the last mixtape that came out at the end of June. Well, yeah, end of June, beginning of July.
Yeah.
Boston. This is Far Away. TM Hammer Radio Live. You're inside the Cypher.
Yeah. Everybody in this world is God's property. Though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy. Never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was a menace to the very privacy. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was gifted that his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So So I grabbed that red cup and then I poured a gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a white or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and a godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asking, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Been a loss of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a faith. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven and it's so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks of God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And these are only good thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away.
Yeah. I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, man. All you gotta do is listen.
Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to him on my best days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away.
TM Hyman Radio Live, that was Boston with Far Away. And if you have just now joined us, you are in for a treat because we have Boston with us tonight. And Boston, you were telling us about these, you know, the projects that you have in place. I wanted
hanging
to
out in South Beach?
Yes, yes, hanging out in South Beach. I would love to be there with you. Why you didn't pick me up on the way is what I want to know.
I'm sorry. Hey, I saw your friend here, though.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, your friend's here, though. So.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. It's showing off. Well, look, let me ask you this. So how important, okay, because you're in school, so how important is your education when it comes to your writing? Like to the, you know, the material that you choose to use, because I don't find a lot of your material offensive. So can you expound on that?
Repeat, you said how is my, what did you
like
say?
Okay, like being in college, right?
Yeah.
That's a positive thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, you have a lot of artists out here that, you know, aren't really concerned about the material that they use. But my question to you is, you being in college, does that have a lot to do with the material that you choose to use?
Yeah, it helps out, you know, vocabulary wise, and it's just the fact that, you know, I do go to college, so I also have to represent, you know, not only me, but, you know, the school I attend. I can't be, you know, talking about tricks and, you know, stuff that I really don't even do. You know, I can't be talking about I'm a thug and I go to college, you know. It's just not possible. It's not one of those.
I think the consciousness, I think the point really was that the fact that your music is conscious and
yeah.
it's somewhat positive.
You're not hearing...
you know, the norm in what you normally hear, but it's still catchy, and I think it's competitive. I personally happen to really like Far Away. It reminds me of another artist that we play a lot of his music, Law. He has a song that's called God Thank You, and he's as raw, I think, as you can get of an MC, but he's conscious with his lyrics. So I think, you know, the consciousness it was really the question, but you answered it, because what you said is, I'm not going to be hypocritical. I'm representing an institution that I respect, and I want to always uphold, you know, my representation. And I'll say word up to that, because that's not typical.
And you know what else isn't typical? And yes, of course, I am biased on this, because this is my brother, you know, and I'm very proud of him. I'm not going to leave the show without saying that. Yes, that is my younger brother bloodline. And but the, you know what's dope to me is that I constantly try to have these conversations with him with, are you sure this is what you want to do with college? Are you sure this is what you want to do with music? And the beautiful thing about it is that his answer is always the same to me. Sis, I'm going to do this music, but I'm going to be a lawyer too. And whichever one pop off first is what I'm rocking with. But I'm still going to be a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? It's still like, I'm going to be a musician, but I'm still going to be a lawyer. And
well,
I guess
what? Lil Wayne said if he didn't become a rapper, that's what he would have been. He would have been a lawyer.
Right. And he's very intelligent himself, you know.
Very intelligent.
Yeah. You know,
I think
many
MCs are intelligent. However, we don't allow our intelligence to shine. We downplay our intelligence. You know, we taint it a little bit. We dirty it up a little bit just to become accepted. But you can still become accepted in the streets. You just got to have that swag that hip-hop needs. And I think you got that, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No doubt. We just say it like it is on this program. I mean, we ain't haters. We recognize positive people doing positive things, you know. And at the end of the day, it is what it is. Hey, you got another joint. Tell us about it. Because I know you're not a virgin, you know. So I'm a Virgin is the name of the song. Tell us about it.
Yeah. All right, the whole concept of my version or whatever, because the way I had Celtic Pride, I had it for, it's like segues. The beginning was, you know, songs that I just wanted people to hit. Then it got to the more conscious stuff, like Fall Away and This Is Me, Downfall. That's why I'm really, you know, expressing my heart, you know, saying what's really on my chest. Then I have, you know, the middle part, you know, where it's just, you know, me being goofy, just letting people know that, you know, I can spit for fun. Then it's the last part that, you know, I just want to do something for the girls or whatever. I had three songs. I had I Can Love You, and I had Letter to My Addiction, was about my friend Monica or whatever, and I had I'm a Virgin. And I'm a Virgin. It's a long story how I came up with that. It's a long story how that all came about. But I just thought to myself, like, I want something that, you know, girls would be like, you know, just get that wow factor going. And it actually did. It got a lot of vibe from that. A lot of people liked it. And at the end of it, when I was going to name it, you know, the remix to what it was already called, And I was like, man, I wanted to flip it. What if I say I'm a virgin or whatever? And my friend was like, you might as well just throw it in there. And, you know, a lot of my friends, they were like, you know you ain't no virgin boy. And obviously I'm not.
What?
But, I was, but, you know, it got a lot of vibe from it, you know. And, you know, it turned out to be a success. It turned out to be a great success.
Hey, we about to check it out. Here's I'm a Virgin, an exclusive just for you. It's Boston, TM Hama Radio Live.
When I opened the door, I saw her standing. Trench coat, high heels, body romantic. I told her to go over to the couch and relax. Lay her down, massage oils on her back. Turned her over and kissed her until she wanted it. Whispered her in the ear that I ain't stopping till the morning. Then picked her up and then took her into the bedroom. Put her on the king size bed, plenty leg room. Kissing on her neck, grabbing her love handles. It's amazing the effect that love handles. Gently went down till my head was on her navel. Ate the box like only a real man would be able. I can hear her saying it's her body that I own. So my tongue went deeper every time that she moaned. She came up from the aquafina float that I drowned in. Put the condom on and went deeper than a mile, man. When I'm grabbing your waist, baby, don't stop. Take control of the sex and when you won't stop. Slow motion just enough to make the band rock. And when you throw it at me, I just knock it out the ballpark. Turn you over and switch in a new position. From the bed to the kitchen, G-spot is my mission. I'm putting pressure on them legs wide open. Baby girl, take a sip of this love potion. At the start of verse 2, I'm on round 3. She came 4 times, got that pussy in a mild sleep. As I lay next to him, thinking, damn, man. Clothes on the floor, underwear on the lampstand. Crazy wild sex, beat it up like a Van Damme. Say I got a stronger bat than that nigga Bam Bam. We just making up for the time we ain't seen each other. When we away, she send a text and she feeding rubbers. I'm talking magnums, put it on and it's platinum. It's funny how we're opposites attract like a magnet. You got me feeding, I'm thinking I need the patches on me. Is it weird that I want your nail scratches on me? Thinking the deep strokes when your head is resting on me, breathing so hard that you couldn't give a testimony. I just wanna make you feel good, real spit. Girl, I promise no bullshit. Boss. When I'm grabbing your waist, baby, don't stop. Take control of the sex and when you won't stop. Slow motion just enough to make the band rock. And when you throw it at me, I just knock it out the ballpark. Turn you over and switch in a new position. From the bed to the kitchen, G-spot is my mission. I'm putting pressure on them legs wide open. Baby girl, take a sip of this love potion.
TM Hama Radio Live, you heard it here first in the Friday Night Cypher. That was Virgin by Boston. Kind of hot. I like the joints that we've been hearing from you, Boston. Thanks for sharing those exclusives with the show. We do appreciate it. You're getting a lot of airplay here with us.
Thank you. No problem.
Yeah. So,
hey, dude, how can we get in contact with you? Hit us up with the Facebook, Twitter. People want to reach out to you.
A lot of people just hit me up on my Twitter. That's what I'm normally on. At Boston of PLE. At Boston, you know, regular BOSTON of PLE. All capital letters.
No doubt. Hit him up. Follow him. He might think about following you. Hey, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, get it in if you got any questions. This is the brother to the sister that be dropping it on us every now and then. Clearly, they're lyricists. Lyrics running a family. That's what's cracking.
Yes.
They really do.
Exactly. You know how shocked I was to know my brother rhymes? I was like, are you serious? Like, I lost my mind when I found out. It was just like one of those things.
So you had no idea?
No idea. See, this is the thing. He plays the saxophone as well. You didn't say anything about that, sir. But,
yeah,
so he plays the saxophone as well.
Bill Clinton on him?
Okay. And
cracking.
He does really well. He's very well. He plays in the band of Hampton University. Don't you,
yo,
sir?
I just heard a little bit about Lewinsky in that I'm a virgin, you know.
Okay.
So it's just cracking.
Next, I'm trying to tell you. I'm ready. As long as you give me the oval. I want the oval office. Can I get
you want
that?
The oval.
But, yeah, I mean, like, I'm really proud of him. And it's funny because, like, it was one of those, you're walking past the door, you know, and you're like, what's that? It sounds like you. What's that? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and it's me. Yes, I want you to do this. Of course, you know, and of course I give him, y'all think I give raw, honest opinions to people that I don't know about their music. Imagine what he gets as him being my brother. He gets the raw knit, you know. So I would never allow him to put out garbage.
So, Boston, we're going to put you on the spot, right? Because we love CeeLo. The world loves CeeLo. But we all know on this show, and the world at this point knows, that she's crazy as hell. How is it like, I mean, what was it like growing up with CeeLo?
To be honest, when I was young, I despised my sister so much. I was so mad because she wanted to teach me, like, the right things to do, but I was so stubborn and spoiled. So I would, like, it'll be simple things,
you,
like Kevin.
You too. You're
yeah.
Stubborn and spoiled too.
Like, it'll be simple things like Kevin taking a bath. I hated taking showers. Like, I hated it to death for some reason. It'll be certain things that she did that, you know, she's trying to uplift me to become, you know, better, you know, when I grow up. I just wouldn't want to listen. And it took till, well, it was one time she was like, when you get older, when you hit around about 15 to 16 is when me and you are going to get really close. She was right. She was right. As soon as I hit around about 15 or 16, that's when me and her, we really clicked.
And what caused you to click? What drew you both together?
It was part music. You know, it was part music and part just me maturing. You know, me maturing, you know, not, you know, being an immature person, you know, and actually understanding what she meant when she was trying to tell me things when I was a child. You know, I started to understand stuff, and I was like, oh, that's what she meant. So, you know, and basically her and my father, they're like the same person. They're like the same person. So most of the stuff that she told me, my dad tells me the same thing. So that's how we kind of like, you know, we clicked. But it was the music thing for real that really got me and my sister. You know, we were real, real tight, real close. Because she's
that
like partly my manager. She just tells me, like, everything I need to do, work on. So.
That's what's good. Hey, you're inside the Friday Night Cypher. Who is that talking? That is my dude. Boston. You've been hearing Far Away. We've been playing that for quite some time. He just dropped a new one on us. It's called I'm a Virgin. Boston is the brother to CeeLo, who brings you entertainment national news each and every program. Hey, 917-889-3926. Hey, because we do what we want to do on this program, hey, we're going to jam this twice. Hey, here it is. Again, I'm a virgin, Boston. And then think about this question right here. When we come back, what's the one thing that CeeLo thinks she knows, but she has no idea? Right back after this. I'm a virgin.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Okay, I said I'm a virgin. Looks like what came up was Far Away. We're going to play I'm a Virgin. Here it is, Boston, TM Hum Radio Live.
Yeah. Ladies, you know.
When I opened the door, I saw her standing. Trench coat, high heels, body romantic. I told her to go over to the couch and relax. Lay her down, massage oils on her back. Turned her over and kicked her until she wanted it. Whispered her in the ear that I ain't stopping until the morning then. Picked her up and then took her into the bedroom. Put her on the king size bed, plenty leg room. Kissing on her neck, grabbing her love handles. It's amazing the effect that love handles. Gently went down till my head was on her navel. Ate the box like only a real man would be able. I can hear her saying it's her body that I own. So my tongue went deeper every time that she moaned. She came up from the aquafina flow that I drowned in. Put the condom on and went deeper than a mile, man. When I grab me a waist, baby, don't stop. Take control of the sex and when you won't stop. Slow motion just enough to make the band rock. And when you throw it at me, I just knock it out the ballpark. Turn you over and switch in a new position. From the bed to the kitchen, G-spot is my mission. I'm putting pressure on them legs wide open. Baby girl, take a sip of this love potion. At the start of verse 2, I'm on round 3. She came 4 times, got that pussy in a mild sleep. As I lay next to him, thinking, damn, man. Clothes on the floor, underwear on the lampstand. Crazy wild sex beat it up like a Van Damme. Say I got a stronger bat than that nigga Bam Bam. We just making up for the time we ain't seen each other. When we away, she send a text and she feeding her rubbers. I'm talking magnums, put it on and it's platinum. It's funny how we're opposites attract like a magnet. You got me feeding her, thinking I needed patches on me. Is it weird that I want your nail scratches on me? Thinking the deep strokes when your head is resting on me, breathing so hard that you couldn't give a testimony. I just wanna make you feel good, real spit. Girl, I promise no bullshit. Boss. When I'm grabbing your waist, baby, don't stop. Take control of the sex and when you won't stop. Slow motion just enough to make the band rock. And when you throw it at me, I just knock it out the ballpark. Turn you over and switch in a new position. From the bed to the kitchen, G-spot is my mission. I'm putting pressure on them legs wide open. Baby girl, take a sip of this love potion.
Let me tell you something. Bro, to be a student at Hampton University, as a, you know, I consider myself a native Virginian. I know the prestige and the requirements and the honor that goes along with, you know, being able to walk that campus. What are you majoring in?
Political science.
Political science. Much respect to you, bro. Much success in all that you do. You know, the fact that you are pursuing your dream, your gifts, your talents, you know, but you're also trying to lay a foundation for something to fall back on in your study. That's real. And just like CeeLo has motivated you and empowered you, you are going to do the same to motivate and empower others. You can come back on this program anytime, my friend. You know, send us music. We like your swag, so we're going to play it. Unless, you know, they email us or call us and say, don't play that damn song no more. And, you know, that has only happened to a few people.
Right.
So,
right.
Much respect.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, man.
Yes, and thank you for taking time out of your enjoyment. And hopefully you enjoyed yourself this evening. You see, it wasn't that bad, was it?
Yeah. Nah.
He wasn't nervous, was he, CeeLo?
Nah.
Not necessarily nervous. It was just he didn't know what to expect. That's all that was. The same as everything.
We take it easy, you know.
Yeah.
We go hard with cats who can handle it, and we kind of just fill out the whole vibe. But you're a cool, laid-back dude, man. You know, and I think your music is going places, and we're going to help to get it places. So, again, send us what you got anytime. We will play it. 917-889-3926. 8 minutes left in the show. CeeLo, that's what's up. He gave you like a mad compliment. So that just washed away all your sins.
I know, right? But that was like such an honor. I mean, like, this is honor, really, to, yeah, especially your younger brother. You want them, you want your siblings to look up to you, but all for all the right reasons, you know. And, like, even when I was doing dirt, I would still tell him, try to tell him the right things. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, just because I act crazy don't mean you got to act crazy. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, learn from my mistakes. Don't do these things because this is what's going to happen. Why? How do I know? Because I've already done them. Literally.
We'll talk.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll talk.
So, it's, you know, it's the one teach one thing, though.
Each one teach one.
Yeah, I'm blessed
we'll be right
to have
back. Right back.
God, yeah, I'm in this bitch.
I'm in here.
About to spaz on these niggas like Menendez did. Gotta trash these niggas, grab me a Memphis and beat it up on the bathroom fixture in the crab position. Listen, I've been doing it well since I was 12, baby. She moved it slow like she rockin' the R-Kell, baby. Her and her friend, we could meet at the hotel. Lay me down, let them run they train. I don't run no game, I'm a vet in the game. Need a dame as my pet, and she claimed my set. To the death, and she rap like a congressman. Use her mouth when she take off the condom. Damn, hey,
what
that's the
time all the chicks. You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down. And just call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Hey, what she doing, shorty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down. And just call me later.
Make it quick.
Call me later.
I used to say, practice makes perfect, but that was a lesson. Perfect, practice makes perfect, I perfected perfection, but that's some other shit. Hit me up later on this number, bitch. I'm like, what the hell, like, for a fair price? You get naked, yeah, right. Like I pay for pussy, the venues I've been done, did it. Take down these 10 digits, 50 second nigga, 1 minute. But I ain't got much rap, buckshot to you muskrat. Point blank, just a hush that. Fruity dank, sour punch that. I'm hungry with my lunch set.
What you doing, shorty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down. And just call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Hey, what you doing, shorty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down. And just call me later. Call me later.
Call me later. WATCM Hotman Radiola. Call me later. Jay God, out of that DC, Baltimore, Maryland area. Hey, big up. 2 minutes left in the show. Angels, take us home. Hey, big up to Boston. HU, not to be confused with any other. Hampton University student, Boston, putting it down. Hey, check him out, datpiff.com. Datpiff.com, check out his mixtapes. Support him. Hit him up on Twitter. What was that Twitter again, CeeLo?
Oh, wow, really? Oh,
yeah.
Don't please. Make me do that.
Yeah,
I don't,
Toya, what was that Twitter?
It was Boston and then like three letters.
Wow.
What were the letters? JP something? What was it, CeeLo?
Wow.
Look, we were going to have people tweeting the wrong person.
Right. Go back and listen to the podcast. If you're really interested, you need to go back and listen to the podcast anyway. But check him out on Twitter, and you'll hear. He gave his Twitter account. So.
I'm going to give it as PLE, though. PLE.
Okay.
Good gracious. Yeah, his Facebook, though, is facebook.com/kboston2.
Well, he didn't give that out. You giving
okay,
it
well,
out.
Okay, well, I did.
But,
Facebook. /kboston2. /kboston2. Yes.
Yeah, he said contact him on Twitter.
Okay, excuse me. Okay, Twitter is @Boston. Hold on. @Boston of PLE. Peasant Lifestyle Entertainment, PLE. @Boston of PLE. That's the Twitter.
That's what's
hold on.
Good.
What did I say? JPE? Isn't that like a photo format?
I don't know what you said.
That's a PDF file photo thing.
That's a photo format, JPEG.
Right.
Y'all crazy.
Hey. Hey, good night, everybody. Hey, take us home.
Yes, whatever.
Be blessed.
Oh, yes. Rock on.
Hey, check us out. Sunday, 7 p.m.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.